Gentlemen, this is K4ZYQ, Joe Clinton Township. Just one and done here. You're talking about money. Save your pennies. I think I heard they're going to stop making pennies. So if you have a bowl full of pennies with especially old dates on them, they may be worth some money in the not-too-distant future. So just thought I'd throw that in. Have a good day and good day at work or whatever. K4ZYQ, over to you, Anthony.
Yeah, I've heard, I've seen a lot of stories about that recently, that there's been recommendations of that. You know, that is definitely not a new concept or a new theory. People have been talking about doing that for years, and a lot of other countries no longer have the penny. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. Over to you, Dakota. Remember what the order was.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, so I would be all game for that. Pennies annoy me because, you know, they're on their own. They're not, the only thing they're good for is their own sake, right, when you get some sort of, but then, of course, everything changes to, you know, a nickel, you know, ends in a nickel, you know, on the five. So, you know, again, we'll probably, everything will round up from, you know, 98 to, you know, straight. What happens, and then what happens to all the people that love that, you know, advertising of making it 92 or 99? They'll have to go down. They'll have to go down to, you know, a gallon of gas would be 395, you know, instead of 399, like they love to do. So 75 instead of 79. So those places that are using that to mentally get you, is it worth it anymore? Just make it 380. Is that's a penny below the number was always a psychological thing, which I don't know if it really works for anybody. they'll have to move to the nickel, which I'm all for it, though. Like I said, I could do without pennies. And you know what really, speaking of money, what really annoys me is not all ATMs. I understand some, you can pick your denominations, but most ATMs and all the ones I deal with, it's only 20s. And I need all the time, I need something that needs a 10 or it needs a 5. And so I can't just go to the ATM. Like if I find something on Craigslist or on Facebook Marketplace, it's always, oh, you know, like I bought this little heater thing on Saturday, $5. I don't have a 5. I can't get one from the ATM. I ended up going to the restaurant I go to normally, and the waitress broke a 10 for me. I happen to have a 10 only because earlier that day I had broken 50, you know, but I normally don't have 5s and 10s. It never when I need them, and that's annoying as hell. So, but rant over. Dakota?